Okay, over here.
Hi, Professor Chomsky. I did take a look at the maps. I'm sympathetic to most of what you say, but I'm just curious. I read a long analysis by Shlomo Ben-Ami of the talks, and it seems that like by the point they reached Taba, there was, with exchange of territories and something between 97% to 100% with compensation on the table. And Ben-Ami's complaint there was that Arafat refused to come back with a counterproposal.
Well, there's one problem with it. Yeah, I read the same things. First of all, remember that Taba is 6 months after Camp David. Mm-hmm. It was January 2001. It was informal discussions. And what happened to the Taba, we can talk about what the Taba agreements were, and we know a lot about them, because there's a report by the European Observer, Martinez, approved by both sides, which describes in detail what the report, what they were talking about, so I can go into that if you like. But it's kind of academic, because they were called off not by Arafat, but by Barak. Okay, Barak called them off. Okay, so there were informal meetings in Taba, which did make some progress beyond Camp David, but if you take a look, the major issues were still there. You're Israeli?
My mother is.
Okay, but you know, you know this business, you know the country and that sort of thing. Okay, well, the main issue was what happens to that big salient east of Jerusalem that breaks the West Bank into two and includes the city of Maale Adumim, which was established by primarily the Labor Party and Clinton in order to bisect the West Bank. And they were still divided over that, one of several issues. The exchanges of territory were meaningless. It was pieces of the desert. However, I agree with the point. I mean, there was progress in the informal meetings in Taba, though there were huge problems, and they might have gotten somewhere if Barak hadn't called them off.